إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله we're going to take the following إن شاء الله تعالى the next class from this book. The book called القواعد الأربع. القواعد الأربع. The author is that known عالم scholar from the people of knowledge, Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, who author so many beneficial books. The Sheikh rahimahullah author very important books, and he, if he wouldn't author any book other than the Kitab al-Tawheed and Kashf al-Shubahat, those two books would have been enough for him. But he, rahimahullah ta'ala, had many books about the mainly about the Aqidah, the Creed, the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also other field of knowledge about Salah, about Seerah. So this book, Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba, inshallah, the way we're going to go over it is, inshallah, we read the Arabic, and also we want at least some few brothers to read the Arabic as well. Then we go over the meaning, summarize the meaning. So inshallah, try to participate, especially reading the Arabic, because Allah started with this revelation, the word Iqra, read. Read Surah Al-Alaq. So reading is very important. You cannot read without knowing how to read. And from the way we help you to read is to write, to use a pen. And Allah mentioned the pen in the Quran, in the same time Allah revealed the word Iqra, He also revealed the word Qalam, the pen. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi 'allama bil-qalam. Allah taught man through what? Through pen. These are the first verses Allah revealed. The first speech of Allah, Prophet Sallam, heard was those verses. How many verses? اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. 5 verses. So in these 5 verses, Allah mentioned to read, and Allah mentioned His blessings over the people by teaching them through pen. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ, who taught man through pen. So this is very important to study how to read, how to write, and the like. And these 5 verses, the topic is about what? What the topic is about? اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. About what? About about ilm, knowledge about what? That's not what I'm, what's in my mind. About the revelation. About what? Tawheed. About Tawheed. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Read with the name of the Lord who created. خلق الإنسان من علق. Who created man from? العلق. Piece of blood. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. So this is the description of Allah الكريم الأكرم. الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. So this shows how important it is to read the subject about Tawheed, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know Allah azza wa jal. That is the most important thing. So this book is about that subject, about the Tawheed of Allah azza wa jal. طيب. So, inshallah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال المؤلف رحمه الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت وأن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكر وإذا ابتلي صبر وإذا أذنب استغفر فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة عنوان السعادة فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة عنوان السعادة. I need someone who read inshallah that text inshallah. Yes, Brother Jamal, go ahead. Naam.
The introduction.
Yes, the what I read already. The same thing. Just repeat, inshallah.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يتولك في الدنيا أن يتولك
يسكي من ألف
أن يتولاك
نعم
في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت وأن يجعلك من وأن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكر وإذا ابتلي صبر وإذا أذنب استغفر فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة عنوان السعادة.
أحسنت بارك الله فيك. This book has vowels. Where you read it has vowels. Okay. That's alhamdulillah is helping you. طيب بارك الله. Even though some brothers alhamdulillah don't need the text to be vowel, they know how to read it. طيب فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة جمال الثلاثة منصوب واي فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة وأن الثلاث أور ثلاثي بدل أحسنت بارك الله فيك بدل ممن هؤلاء منصوب هاو اسمه إن أحسنت بارك الله فيك so you shouldn't need even the vowels. طيب أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم The Sheikh started the book with dua supplication for the student of knowledge We ask Allah الكريم to accept it for us He first started with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم With the name of Allah the most gracious the most merciful By doing so, the Shaykh is following the Sunnah. Because it is in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal to start the books with the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Azza wa Jal started his book, his speech, the Quran, with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sending letters to the people, calling them to Islam, like the rulers, the kings, Persian king, Roman king, he started with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And it is the ways of the messengers of Allah before him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Sulaiman said, innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So when writing, to start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As for talking, Prophet ﷺ used to start with Alhamdulillah, Inna Alhamdulillah. So some ulama, they say, when talking, you start with Alhamd, wa thana ala Allah. Lima huwa ahlu subhanahu, wa ahlu thana wal majd. When you write it with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some scholars said, doesn't matter. As long as you start with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, you did good. So the Shaykh, he started Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And this is tawassul bi asma'illahi wa sifatihi. It's seeking closeness to Allah, nearness to Allah through mentioning His names, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you start with Bismillah, you get close to Allah. Allah said in Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. So by mentioning the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, the description of Allah, you get close to Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah said, mention me to mention you. مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Whoever remember me, mention me in him, by himself, I mention him by myself. So mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is a way to get closeness to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then the Shaykh said, As'alullah al-Kareema, Rabbal Arsh al-Azim. As'alullah, I ask Allah, al-Kareem, the generous. I ask Allah, Allah means al-Ma'budu bihaq, the one who deserves to be worshipped. The one who deserves to be worshipped. Al-Kareem, the generous. This is the description of Allah. He is the one who deserves to be worshipped. No one else. And He also the Kareem, the generous. Rabb al-Arshi, the Lord of the throne. Al-Azim, the tremendous throne, the great throne. The Lord of the great throne. The throne of Allah is the biggest creation of Allah. And Allah is above His throne, Azza wa Jal. So the Shaykh, he make tawassul, he ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by mentioning His names, أَيَّتَوَلَّاكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That Allah make you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He, Azza wa Jal, takes care of you, He connects you, He protects you, في الدنيا والآخرة, in this dunya and the next, in this worldly life and the next. Subhanallah. Allah take care of your matters, O student of knowledge, in this dunya and the hereafter. If Allah answers the dua of Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab rahimahullah, which he did for the sake of Allah, inshaAllah, dua ul-ghayb mustajaba, Allah may subhanahu wa ta'ala may answer. This is one dua. وَأَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ أَنْ to make you. I ask Allah, the generous, the Lord of the great throne, to have أَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ to make you مُبَارَكًا. Bless someone with barakah. Blessings. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ wherever you are. Wherever you are, I ask Allah to make you with blessings. وَأَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ أَنْ to make you مِمَّنْ, who, from the one, إذا أعطي شكر. إذا when أعطي is given, شكر he thanks. When he is given, he is grateful. وإذا ابتلي and when he is tested, meaning with calamities, difficulties, hardships, صبر he is patient. وإذا أدنب and when he commits sin, استغفر he asks for forgiveness. He said, I ask Allah to make you this person. With this description, wherever he is blessed. Then he put that into detail. You are blessed means what? إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرْ. When he is given, he is thankful. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah, for the blessings. وَإِذَا بَتُولِيَ. And when he is tested, means with difficult and calamity and hardships, صبر, he is patient. صبر, patient. وَإِذَا أَدْنَبْ. And when he commits sin, استغفر, he seek and ask forgiveness. فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ثَلَاثَ. Because these three, عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ, are the title and the mark and the sign of success. These three are the sign of success. Anyone who has these three, he is upon success. Based on how much you have. From these three qualities, you have the success. This is the understanding of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, rahimahullah. This is what success is. When you are given, Allah makes your marriage easy, you're wealthy, you're healthy, you're free, you have such, you thank Allah. In your heart, you believe all that is from Him alone. It's not just to happen. It's not because you're smart. It's not because such and such. Rather, it is from Allah's rahmah. In your heart, you believe that. And in your tongue, you mention that. Alhamdulillah. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Alhamdulillah, who gave me such. Alhamdulillah, who make easy for me. Alhamdulillah, who protected me from this. Alhamdulillah. And through your limbs, you use the blacks that Allah gave it to you to the correct cause. Allah gave you money, you use it, يرحمك الله, in that which pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. And don't use that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرًا. And when you are tested with difficulty and calamity and grief and sadness and sorrow, difficulty, and there has to be. You have to go through these two in this worldly life. Difficult and easiness. No one is free from some type of difficulty. No one. If you are happy today, things going smoothly, alhamdulillah, have no doubt. If you are alive tomorrow with any future, that there will be some distress. Because Allah said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. No one is escaping from that. Even the messengers of Allah went through what they went through of difficulties. What is the wisdom? The Shaykh said, إِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ. When he is tested with these difficulties, he remained patient. He remained patient. He endured patience. And then the third, when he commits sin, he fell into shortcoming, he hastened to ask him for forgiveness. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبْ استغفر. If you are in this state, and you are this kind of person, remember, you are upon the عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَ. You are on a great success. Even if you may be poor, you may be sick, you may not have what you need of worldly matters, but anta sa'idu, you are the one who has the success. Some people, they seek the success through other journalists. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, he is different than those. Some people seek success through famousness, through seeking leadership, through wealth, through having a lot of children, through such and such. That's the way they think. Some people think if they make good income, they are on success. On the other hand, they think those who are poor, they don't have success. That's not the understanding of Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab. And Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab takes this from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the dua the Shaykh started with his book. And at the same time, he is giving us a message. He's teaching us through making dua. He's teaching us aqidah, understanding, that when you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings, and when you remain patient in the difficulties, and when you turn in repentance to Allah, when you have shortcoming, then know that you are upon success. Don't look up to those who may not have these three. They may not be upon these three, but they may be wealthy, they may be healthy. Don't consider them being upon success. Abadan. Then the Shaykh said, I'lam, أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين. اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنفية أو أن الحنيفية حنيفية حنفية حنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين كما قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Another brother will read, inshallah. Brother Luqman, تفضل أخي. بارك الله فيك. توكل على الله. Is it on? Yes, it should be on.
قال مؤلف رحمه الله اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين وبذلك أمر الله جميع الناس وخلقهم لها كما قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
بارك الله فيك. I'm missing that version. طيب. The Shaykh continues saying, I'lam, no. Arshadak Allah, may Allah guide you, lita'ati, to His obedience. No, O student of knowledge. May Allah guide you to His obedience. May Allah make you those who obey Him. This is again a dua. And he said, no. The Shaykh wants you to pay attention to him. He said, no, أرشدك الله لطاعتي. May Allah guide you to His ta'ah, to His obedience. أن الحنيفية, that the religion of حنيفية, upon حنفية, the religion upon توحيد. حنيف, أي المائل عن الشرك إلى التوحيد. حنيفا مسلما. حنيف is the one who is upon توحيد. So أن الحنيفية, the religion of the توحيد. ملة إبراهيم, إبراهيم is religion. So ملة is منصوب. لغمان, why? بدل, أحسنت, is بدل from حنيفية. So the badal means, what's the benefit of badal? Explanation. More clarification. أن الحنيفية, the religion of حنيفية, the religion of the توحيد, ملة إبراهيم, of the religion of Ibrahim, عطف بيان, which is the religion of Prophet Ibrahim, is what? أن تعبد الله, to worship Allah وحده alone. To worship Allah alone. مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. مُخْلِصًا منصوب على الحالية. While you are singling out in Him, while you single out Him in the deen. In the deen means in the ibadah, in the act of worship. So it's توكيد. أن تعبد الله وحده and مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ have the same meaning. Hanifiya, Millat Ibrahim have the same meaning. And ta'bud Allah, to worship Allah wahdahu alone. Mukhlisan lahu deen, while you single out him in the deen. Deen here means the ibadah, act of worship. So the religion of the Tawheed, the religion of Al-Islam, the religion of Prophet Ibrahim, and Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to follow Millat Ibrahim. ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Then we reveal into you, or the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, to follow Millat Ibrahim, the religion of Ibrahim. So when the Shaykh is divining the religion of Ibrahim, he is divining the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What it is, and ta'bud Allah, to worship Allah wahdahu alone. How many things you should do if you are following the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the religion of Prophet Ibrahim? Two things. What are they? Two things from an ta'bud Allah wahdahu. What are these two? From only that word, an ta'bud Allah wahdahu, to worship Allah alone. What are those two things from that statement only? Sincere and upon the sunnah. Another two things. An ta'bud Allah wahdahu, to worship Allah alone. The Shaykh is giving two messages, not only one thing. What it is? Tawheed and sincerity. They are the same thing. Tawheed means sincerity. Yes. And then Barakallahu fi akh Hussein, la yahfadhukum. Yes. To worship Allah, this is one thing. Do an act of worship. Don't neglect the worship. The second thing, wahdahu, alone. So the one who doesn't worship Allah, he didn't obey Allah Azza wa Jal. He didn't obey Allah. He has to worship Allah. And the one who worships Allah, but not singles out Allah in worship, he didn't obey Allah either. He should worship Allah and single out Allah in worship. Two things. And ta'buda, to worship Allah wahdahu alone. Mukhlisan lahu deen, single out him in the religion. Worshiping him alone. There's ayah in Quran. قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. Maybe every word the Shaykh says, every word, there is ayah or hadith. But he summarized, rahimahullah ta'ala. So this is the religion of Ibrahim. This is the religion of Tawheed. The religion of Al-Islam is these two things. Worship Allah and single out Allah in worship. How you worship Allah? You worship Allah the way Allah legislated. Naam. Kama qala ta'ala, as Allah, the Exalted said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ, I create not the jinn, وَالْإِنسَ and the man, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except that they should worship me. لِيَعْبُدُونَ, قال الإمام, قال الصحابي الجليل ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما, إِلَّا لِيُوحِدُونِي. لِيَعْبُدُونِي, حذف النون. ليعبدوني لدلالة الكسرة عليها. إلا ليعبدوني, that they should worship me alone, Allah said. Allah created the jinn. Those creation, whom we don't see them, but they see us. إنهم يرونكم من حيث لا ترونهم, Allah said. They see you from where you don't see them. The jinn sees us, we don't see them. Like the angels, they see us, we don't see them. Allah created those jinn from fire. When he created the angel from light, Allah created that jinn. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jinn, and wal ins, man. Allah mentioned for that noble reason, liyawahid, liya'buduni, to worship me alone. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ. So the wisdom behind our creation is to worship Allah alone. To worship Allah alone. It's amazing that there are so many people, even they say to you, they Muslims, they don't know why they were created. They don't know why they were created. There was an old man who was around 40, over 40, who used to live in Virginia, years over maybe 30, and went back to Africa, Kenya. When he came back, he said, that's the first time he knew that Allah created him to worship Allah, to worship Him. That is the first time he came to know. And he said it happened when he saw people in Kenya, Muslims going to the masjid, five prayers with a crowd, big number, after Fajr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Dhuhr. And this one he didn't pray. Never he prayed. Even though he says he's a Muslim. To many Muslims, the religion is a culture. It's not a way of life. It's like nationality. His father is Zayd, Amr, and the like. So he saw people entering the masjid, keep on entering. So he said to one of his friends, relative or friend, he said, you guys, you all the time entering the masjid. I see all the time you're going back and forth, back and forth. You don't have anything else to do. That's what he said. He said one statement. He replied to him one single statement. He said it changed his life. He said, that's the only thing we have been created. Nothing else, he said. That's the only thing we have been created. So Allah, He wants to guide someone, He guides. Through that statement, he started praying. Walhamdulillah. So Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, created us, protects us, provides for us, all that for one reason, to obey Him, to worship Him alone, Azza wa Jal. Then the Shaykh said, فَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَكَ لِعِبَادَتِهِ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لَا تُسَمَّى عِبَادَةً إِلَّا مَعَ التَّوْحِيدِ كَمَا أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ لَا تُسَمَّى صَلَاةً إِلَّا مَعَ الطَّهَارَةِ فإذا دخل الشرك في العبادة فسدت كالحدث إذا دخل في الطهارة. We need one brother who read. Salaam wa rahmatullah. Another brother voluntarily. I don't want to name, call someone. And he feel نعم حصل عليك الاختيار. نعم تفضل أخ محمد.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله. فإذا عرفت أن الله خلقك لعبادته فاعلم أن العبادة لا تسمى عبادة إلا مع التوحيد كما أن الصلاة لا تسمى صلاة إلا مع الطهارة فإذا دخل الشرك في العبادة فسدت كالحدث إذا دخل في الطهارة.
أحسنت بارك الله فيك. The Shaykh said, فَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ, if you realize, if you recognize, أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَكَ, that Allah created you, لِعِبَادَتِهِ, for His worship, in order to worship Him, if you realize that, you recognize that. Yes, we did that, because Allah said, the Shaykh mentioned ayah from Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Very clear verse from Allah, that He only created us to worship Him alone. So the Shaykh said, if you recognize and you realize that Allah created you for His worship, فَعْلَمْ, then know, أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ, that the ibadah, لَا تُسَمَّى, it is not considered, it is not called, عِبَادَةً, a ibadah, an act of worship, يعني مشروعه, accept an act of worship, إِلَّا مَعَ التَّوْحِيدِ, except with Tawheed. Except with Tawheed. Means except when you do it only for Allah. The Shaykh said, if you recognize, فَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ أن الله خلقك that Allah created you لعبادته for his عبادة. فعلم then know أن العبادة that the عبادة لا تسمى it's not name it's not considered عبادة means in Islam it's not considered عبادة the act of worship that Allah legislated that you get reward from it إلا مع التوحيد except with توحيد when you do it only for Allah. كما أن الصلاة as the prayer لا تسمى it's not considered means in Islam صلاة it's not considered prayer إلا مع الطهارة except with purification Alhamdulillah the Muslims they understand that point very clearly that salah is invalid without wudu without tahara. They understand this very well. Salah is invalid, is not accepted by Allah without tahara, without wudu. The Sheikh said likewise, the same case, the same rule applies with the tawheed. Tawheed, the ibadah, is not accepted without tawheed. The ibadah, the act of worship, is not accepted without tawheed. Without doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ الشِّرْكِ Therefore, if the shirk enters في العبادة into the act of worship, if shirk enters into the act of worship, means here you have an act of worship being done for Allah Azza wa Jal and for His creation as well. Or sometimes doing it for Allah and another time doing it for Allah's creation. If the shirk enters the act of worship, fasad is corrupted. What happened to it? Corruption. Kal hadith, just like the hadith. It's lack of purification. إذا دخل when it enters في الطهارة in the purification. The hadith is what nullifies the tahara, what nullifies the wudu, like urinate and the like. What is like that? So here you have an act of worship, but a shirk enters it. For instance, someone is slaughtered for the saints. Slaughter is an act of worship. But he said in the name of Saghfirullah, in the name of Jesus, for instance. Or he said in the name of Shah Abdul Qadir Jailani, or in the name of Jinn, or the name of angels, in the name of such and such. This act of worship, of sacrifice, is corrupted. Or the act of worship is dua, supplication, invocation, supplication. So he said, oh Allah, give me such and such. And then with that, oh the awliya, or the saints, oh such and such prophet, protect him from this calamity. This act of worship, which is dua, is corrupted. Because mixing ibadah with shirk. This is the ruling. Subhanallah. If in the day of judgment, نسأل الله الكريم أن يغفر لنا وأن يرحمنا وأن يتوب علينا. If the day of judgment, the first three people who will be burned in hellfire, one of them is a scholar who studied the religion, sacrifice, struggle, he acquired knowledge, he conveyed to the people, he taught it, but when his intention was to be praised, to be said scholar, qari, reciter. That was his intention. He is the first, from the first people who will be thrown to hellfire. Who watching that, only Allah knows. People, they used to say qari, alim, scholar. But Allah knows different. Something different in that individual. Likewise, the one who would fight and die in the battlefield, in the battlefield, the legislated battle, but he didn't do it for Allah. He did that to be said he's general, he's brave. He's very brave. Some people, that's the way they fight. They're on the front line. But who knows that? Allah. The people may be say, Shaheed, Shaheed, Shaheed. So, because what happened to those people is lack of Tawheed, lack of Ikhlas. Lack of Ikhlas. Subhanallah. Allah only accepts pure act of worship. أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنَ الشِّرْكِ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِ غَيْرِ تَرَكْتُهُ وَشِرْكَ. حديث صحيح مسلم, حديث قدسي. Allah عز وجل said, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنَ الشِّرْكِ. He is the most sufficient from partner. Allah needs no partner. So, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِ غَيْرِ. Whoever does an act or an action, he shared it. Someone else with me, taraktuhu wa shirkahu. I leave him alone and his shirk. Means his act mixed with the shirk, both of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs pure ibadah. That no one has any share. Therefore, Salaf al-Salih used to say, مَا عَالَجْنَا شَيْئًا أَشَدَّ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا مِنْ نِيَاتِنَا. They say we didn't struggle to cure something more harder to us than our intentions. They struggle to correct their intentions. That's the way the Salaf they see. Some of us, we may think it's not that big to try to do only for Allah, to talk only for Allah, to walk only for Allah, to make action only for Allah. Man had no share in it. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِ. If you talk, you talk for Allah. You silent for Allah. Some of our things very so simple, but the Salaf of Salih said that was hardest on them. So, Ikhlas. The Shaykh said, فَإِذَا دَخَلَ شِرْكُ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ فَسَدَتْ. And shirk is known as two types, major, minor. The major one, the person who is doing this act of worship for other than Allah. The minor one, he is doing for Allah originally, but he purifies for instance for his creation. He praying for Allah. Even if no one with him, he will pray anyway. But when he sees someone looking at him, he purified the recitation, he purified the, he elongated the ruku', even the originally, even if no one is with him, he would have prayed, he would have woke up for Fajr. But because he purified for the people, this is shirk, minor shirk. This destroys his salah, but he remained upon Islam. But that salah is gone, because it's mixed with shirk. Somebody gives charity to be praised, a believer, he's upon Islam, but that charity, he's not considering it. Then the Shaykh said, فَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ الشِّرْكَ إِذَا خَالَطَ الْعِبَادَةَ أَفْسَدَهَا وَأَحْبَطَ الْعَمَلَ وَصَارَ صَاحِبُ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ فِي النَّارِ عَرَفْتَ أن أهم ما عليك هو معرفة ذلك لعل الله يخلصك من هذه الشبكة وهي الشرك بالله الذي قال الله تعالى فيه إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. إن شاء الله another brother who reads إن شاء الله from فإذا عرفت to the end of the ayah.
فإذا عرفت أن الشرك إذا دخلت العبادة أفسدتها.
إذا عرفت أن الشرك,
أن الشرك إذا خلطت,
نعم إذا خال أيوة,
إذا خالطت العبادة أفسدتها
وأحبط. إذا خالط العبادة,
إذا خالط العبادة أفسد أفسدها
أحسن
وأحبط عمل وصار صاحبه من ال خالدين في النار. عرفت أن أهم ما عليك معرفة ذلك
هو معرفة ذلك
هو معرفة ذلك لعل الله أن
يخلصك
يخلصك من هذه الشبكة وهي الشرك بالله الذي قال الله تعالى فيه إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء.
أحسنت، بارك الله في أخرمزي. واي الشرك مرفوع وهي الشرك بالله، واند وهي الشرك منصوب. نعم، الشرك أو الشركة، لعل الله يخلصك من هذه الشبكة وهي الشركة أو الشرك، مرفوع أم منصوب؟ بدل. someone else، خبر، so it's مرفوع. طيب أحسنتم، so it's a خبر، خبر هي. طيب بارك الله فيك. The Shaykh said, فإذا عرفت، if you recognize, if you realize, if you came to know أن الشرك، if the shirk، أن الشرك إذا خالط، أن الشرك when the shirk إذا خالط mixes العبادة with the act of worship أفسدها، it corrupts it، وأحبط العمل and it destroys the action، وصار صاحبه من الخالدين في النار، and the doer of that act of worship mixed with shirk turn into from خالدين في النار those who dwell in the hellfire forever. السلام ورحمة الله. They enter hellfire eternally. عرفت أن أهم ما عليك. Then you realize that the most important thing which is upon you هو معرفة ذلك، is knowing that. Is knowing that means knowing the shirk. The Shaykh said, if you recognize and you realize that the shirk destroys the act of worship, and the doer of the shirk turns from the people of hellfire forever, then you realize that the most important thing upon you is to know that, to know the shirk. This is very clear. If the shirk destroys the act of worship, just like the hadith destroys the tahara, if the ibadah, the act of worship, is not accepted without tawheed, just like prayer is not being accepted without wudu, then the most important thing upon you, whoever wants to worship, is to know the shirk. لعل الله أن يخلصك من هذه الشبكة. Hopefully that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you away from this shabaka. What shabaka is? A bias, yes? Net, track, this shabaka. وَهِيَ شِرْكُ بِاللَّهِ. And it is committing shirk. Certain partners, rivals with Allah in worship. This shabaka, the danger shabaka, danger net, is certain rivals with Allah in worship. قال الله تعالى في as Allah Almighty said, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به. Allah doesn't forgive to be made shirk. ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. And He سبحانه وتعالى forgives beside that for whoever He wills. Allah doesn't forgive shirk. Someone in this worldly life upon shirk, he die. He come before Allah in the day of judgment, Allah will not forgive that one. No hope for that one, Allah to forgive him. If he come before Allah in the day of judgment with shirk, while he die upon shirk. Other than that, drinking alcohol, stealing, lying, cheating, it's under the will of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He forgives that person subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy and fadl subhanahu. And if Allah wills, He punishes that person out of His just subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for shirk wise, Allah is not forgiving. تلا سنة ضعي إن الله إنه ما يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة. Indeed, whoever commits shirk, the Jannah is forbidden. It's from him. He will not enter Jannah. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ His abode is hellfire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ And the mushrikun, here the dhulm is shirk, will have no helper whatsoever. Whosoever. So this is very dangerous. The shirk is so dangerous. It destroys one's actions. He prays, he fasts, he makes hajj, he makes umrah. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, the Quraysh who opposed the message of Prophet Muhammad, they were doing all this, ya akhi. They were fasting, day of Ashura. Some Muslims, they don't know that. As Sheikh will mention, some of these. They were making hajj. They built the Kaaba. They were making umrah. They were praying. They were making i'tikaf. But all that, Allah made it haba'an manthura. Why? Because khalata amalahum hadha ash-shirku billah. The shirku billah is mixed with those acts of worship. So, rather, in the day of judgment, in the worldly life, they were not considering that destroying their act of worship. Rather, they were thinking that that perfects their act of worship and that caused them to get closer to Allah. And that Allah loves them. This is what they were thinking. And in the day of judgment, Allah ma kunna mushrikeen. They deny that they were mushrikun. Means those who... So the Sheikh said, if you realize and you recognize that the shirk, when it mixes with the act of worship, it corrupts. And it destroys the act of worship. And the person, the mushrik, becomes from the people of hellfire. Then you realize that the most important thing upon you is to know that. Why? Why do I need to know the shirk? لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُخَلِّصَكَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الشَّبَكَ Hopefully that Allah save you from this shabaka, from this net. Because if you don't know it, how can you avoid? The Sheikh said, وَهِيَ الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ الَّذِي قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قَالَ تَعَالَى فِيهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرِكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِمَ يَشَاءُ Then the Sheikh said, this is what we're going to conclude, inshallah, tonight. وَذَلِكَ بِمَعْرِفَةِ أَرْبَعِ قَوَاعِدَ ذَكَرَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ And that's going to be. Means knowing the shirk, which is so important to avoid it, is going to be by knowing three principles. Four. Four principles. أربع قواعد. Four foundations. Four fundamentals. ذكرها الله تعالى في كتابه. Which Allah mentioned is in His book. By knowing four principles. Which Allah mentioned in the Quran. You know what shirk is. Four principles. And that is the name of the book. Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba. The four fundamental. Jazahullahu khairan. He did a great work. He recited the Quran, Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, from beginning to the end. Then he summarized for us those four principles. Which if he says, it's he who says, not me. He says, if you know it, you know what shirk is. So inshallah, that's what we're going to go through today. The coming, inshallah ta'ala, the weekends, tomorrow night. Hopefully we take two principles. And next week, another two, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who when they hear the good, they follow. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakallahu alayhi wa sallam.